It's the Book of the Week.
And it's that time of the week again. Time for Portsmouth Authors Collective and Victory's Book Club with myself, Laurie Westron, and our guest author this week, who is Alan Elliott. And Alan Elliott has written three horror novels and story collections. He also writes for Nerdy and several other sites covering horror, retro gaming, and everything in between, and is also the creator of horror blog White Blood. His biggest influences in writing are Robert Rankin, Bill Bryson, and Roald Dahl. He can often be spotted in the local charity shops and bookshops looking for another book to add to the never-ending pile of reading material. Book of the Week is Awfully Good Movies, Volume 1, Adventures in B-Movies. I'll just give you a little bit of a backdrop for that. Have you ever wondered how many cameos there were in the first two Sharknado films? Or who the sharks haunted in Ghost Shark? Maybe you'd like to discuss what the best scene is in Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Would you like to know just how big the spider is in Big Ass Spider? Did you recently ask a friend which Japanese dish starts killing people in a film from 2012? And would you like to know if zombies can be vegan? And what exactly is a stonado? Well, these questions and more will be answered in this rundown of 50 of the craziest, strangest, and awfully good collections of B-movies. I've got Alan Elliott, the writer of this book, with me. Alan, welcome to Victory.
Thank you.
Come in a little bit more.
Yep.
Why write about these movies?
The first obvious answer is I really like these movies. I enjoy watching them.
It's a good enough answer, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I already wrote about them a bit for my blog in a similar format to which is in the book. I saw a post on social media by a guy called Dave Wayne, who runs a DVD rental store in Liverpool, and he had a whole collection of these type of movies that apparently do really well in the one of the few rental stores left, I think, in England. And I thought, oh, well, maybe there is a thing here where people want to read about them if they want to see them. So I thought it would be a bit quicker to write this book than another novel, but that was stupidly wrong by me. It took a lot of rewatching and re-editing, and writing about the movies takes a lot longer than I thought it would. But yeah, I enjoyed writing it, enjoyed watching the movies again. So
cool. Who would you say the book is for? Is it for quizzes or movie buffs?
Yeah, I think people like that would definitely enjoy it. But there's if you've ever seen any of these movies, you'll definitely want to read about it. It will there'll be ones you hadn't seen before and will want to watch. And if you ever even just heard of any of these movies and thought, oh, maybe I need to find a bit more about these, I think that's a perfect book for that as well.
So, okay. Have you got a favourite movie that features in the book?
I mean, I do like most of them. I mean, there's a couple that I have soft spots for. Ghost Shark, I think, is a great film. It's there's a ridiculous first scene of how it turns into a ghost, but then once it's a ghost, it can appear in any body of water. So toilets, water fountains, puddles, all these happen in the film. I'm not just saying random bits of water, so it does appear from these in the film. So I think that's a great concept, which really works. And there's one, a Japanese one called Dead Sushi, which is as ridiculous as it sounds, like killer sushi. Going after people, that I don't think you get any more ridiculous than that. So,
is this like that is fun. Comedy horror?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of comedy in most of these.
Would you like to write a book in a similar style to these movies?
I would, yeah. I think there's definitely a skill to it. I'd like to get a small section of my next book, maybe not the whole book, but a small part to do with this. I mean, there's already in the Portsmouth Author Collectors, I know Rob Ilescu on the Always did High Stakes, which is very much similar to this kind of film in book format. So yeah, and I really enjoyed that book. I've read it, it's great. So yeah,
sure. I'm not sure what it is about horror writers who do not portray the persona of a horror writer. And Rob and you are much the same in that
regard. I'm glad, I think, yeah.
So yeah, your other books are fiction stories in the horror genre. Why do you like that genre so much?
I think you can write anything in horror. In a way that, I mean, if you want to do a romance part in horror, you can do that. If you want to do comedy, you can do that. If you want to make it really scary, you can do that. Or you can get really silly with things like this. I think it's so open that you can put any of a genre and place it in horror that, and it still works. I think that's the good part of it for me.
Let me have a look at the book.
Absolutely.
Awfully Good Movies, Volume 1, Adventures in B-Movies. Is this your artwork? It looks like digital.
It is digital. I didn't do the design. It's off a website, not AI. It is just a shark design, which I thought was simple but looked good. And I wanted it to have that kind of B-movie feel to the, a poster feel almost to the, yeah, to the cover.
Who are the biggest influences and favourite current authors?
I think you mentioned a few influences to start, which are not, surprisingly maybe, not horror. I read a lot of Roald Dahl as a kid and loved his books. That's what got me into reading. I've always loved reading. More as a teenager, as like Bill Bryson. I absolutely love all his books, his travel books. I think they maybe don't influence me loads at the moment, but I think in the future, some of the stuff I write will be influenced by his humour and kind of historical stuff he does. I do really like that. Currently reading, I think there's some great, like, independent horror authors out there, smaller self-published authors who are just doing really, really cool stuff and getting really well known. And from the Authors Collective, I love all of CJ Powell's books. I think they're fantastic.
Brilliant. So, yeah. So how long has this book been out?
It's been out a little while.
Is it selling well?
Yeah, it's doing okay. I think there's a niche there where people want to read about this, and it kind of, it's gone up and down a bit, but yeah, it's doing well for me.
Where is it available locally?
Unfortunately not locally at the moment, yeah.
That is a shame.
Only, yeah, on online stores, wherever you buy books, it should be there, yeah.
Okay, what have you got lined up next?
There will be, hopefully, first quarter or maybe first half of next year, will be a sequel to my kind of strange zombie post-apocalyptic book called White of the Living Dead, which is obviously based on the Isle of Wight. I try to make it a bit different from the usual zombie book, and the first one ends, always set up for at least a trilogy, I think, of this one, so I've got stuff planned and written part of it already. Well, I'd love, unfortunately it won't be out this year, but there will be a Christmas edition of the Awfully Good book out next year, definitely. I've got things written up for that already, just not quite finished in time for this Christmas.
Okay, well, do let us know about that when that happens. So I want to ask you one more question. How long have you been involved with PAC?
Almost since the beginning. I think a couple months maybe after. I think I spoke to Rob Ileski about it. He mentioned it. And I think I joined up for one of the first book sales in a bookshop we did in Fratton, yeah.
And do you find it really helpful as a local
Absolutely,
author?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just, it's great to get your book out there in local places. Great to meet other authors and talk to them and read their books and hear about their ideas. Yeah, it's really, really helpful.
Alan Elliott, author of Awfully Good Movies, Volume 1, Adventures in B-Movies. Thank you for coming in. Thanks for chatting with us. Now for a review of Pete Adams' book, A Deadly Queen, read by Jackie Green.
This is G. Hayden's review of A Deadly Queen by Pete Adams. The whole suffering, dangerous and unlikely gang who reigned in Black Rose have returned with a host of new characters raising unholy hell in London's East End of 1969. I finally figured out what makes Pete Adams' stories so unique. He writes it all as rapid narration from an omniscient point of view. These characters are joined unto death, which comes more quickly than the rest of the population. Their world is a sad one, despite love and other holy glues, such as success and winning schemes. The youngest are abused, and though they rise, those early troubles mark them for life. This is a fascinating glimpse of a society that surely could have existed in the years portrayed, a time when the East End was a world of crime and drugs and strange intertwinings. I read Black Rose first and then moved on to this continuation, depicting a time and a place I never knew existed. It did. I believe Adams, even if he conjured it all up. He is a writer with great skills and a deep understanding of the human condition and compassion for these oddball people. Pete Adams is currently working on book 3 of the Larkin Barkin series, and like you, I'll be very eager to read it.
Thank you, Jackie. And we have Laurie in the chair. Laurie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been busy, but yes, very good week.
So, we've got loads to talk about, but not a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe first of all, should we go through what PAC are going to be doing, events that are coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of things coming up over the next few weeks. Of course, Christmas, lead up to Christmas, that's kind of our busiest time of year. On Saturday, we're going to be at the Mountbatten Centre for a Christmas fair.
That's a big one, isn't
it? It's a very big one. It is run by Funyard Events, I believe, and there are going to be over 100 stalls there. So it's a fantastic fair, lots of fun, all sorts of things going on there.
So. And I imagine a lot of people walking through the door.
Definitely. Last year when we were there, they were queued up for, you know, quite some distance waiting to get in. So that starts at 9 a.m. and it runs until 2. So, get there early.
And you'll be selling Portsmouth Authors Collective books?
Yep, we're going to have lots of books and lots of authors there. So, yeah, it'll be a good day.
Brilliant. So, what else you got coming up?
So, then, on the 17th of November, which is a Sunday, we're going to be at the Aspects Gallery in Gun Wharf. We're going to have a book fair. So we've got about 25 of our authors lined up. Everyone will be there selling their own books. So people will get to talk to the authors. And then also we're going to have readings and talks throughout the day. So I think that will be really good as well. So that is running from 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock, 17th November.
Where is that again?
Aspects Art Gallery in Gun Wharf Keys.
Brilliant. And you're going to have quite a lot of authors there as well.
Yeah, I think we've got about 25 authors with their books. And so, yeah, it'll be fun.
Brilliant. Okay. And there's another event, I see.
Yes. It's, like I say, it's a busy time of year. So on the weekend of the 23rd and the 24th of November, we are going to be at the Love South Sea Market, Christmas Market in the Dockyards. That takes place in Boathouse Number 5.
So this is an indoor one.
An indoor market. Yes, I've purposely booked indoor markets for the rest of the year, yeah, just to try and avoid that uncertainty about the weather.
Sure.
But yes, so this is another market that we took part in last year. Very busy. I think there were, 3,000 or 4,000 people coming through the door over the weekend. So very busy. Lots of events, activities going on besides the market. So they had, dance groups from around town and singing groups and lots of other things besides the market there. So again, that will be a really good weekend.
Any more good events coming up?
Yeah, we've got one in early December. It's on the 7th and 8th of December at St. Faith's Church in Leon Solent. We've had several events there. It's really quite a good space. You know, they've been very welcoming and lots of market stalls there as well.
And one must assume if you keep on going back, then you are actually selling books.
Oh, yes, definitely. And so, we're looking forward to that. And that's a long Christmas festival. It takes place over the whole weekend, starting at 11 a.m. each day and not finishing until 7 in the evening.
Long,
so,
yeah.
That's going to be a good weekend as well.
Cool. And will you get authors turning up there as well?
Yes, we will. I don't know who yet, but we've got quite a few people who have already signed up. So, we should have quite a few people there.
That's
over
brilliant.
The weekend.
And I guess you'll be posting this on Facebook.
On Facebook, and there are Eventbrite notices out there as well.
Sure. So. Okay. So over the past, 13 months or whatever it is, 14 months, sometimes flies, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
It does.
We've talked about a lot of topics,
yep.
Particularly to help writers. One of the things we spoke about very early was children's books, children and literacy. Do you want to pick up a bit on that?
Yeah, I think literacy is really important. There's been a lot of talk about literacy in the news, in the education system, that, very often literacy levels aren't what we would like them to be in schools. And of course, that leads on to literacy levels with adults. So I think it's really important to encourage children to read from a young age and to encourage that love of reading, not just reading because they have to, because it's something that their teacher is making them do, but reading because, you know, it's a real pleasure and helping them to see it that way.
Yeah, I seem to remember when we talked about this last time, the big topic really was encouraging your children to read even before they go to school and obviously be their teacher.
Well, yes. I mean, I think being a good example, you know, if your children see you reading at home, it will be a normal activity to them. And so I think that's really important. I think when it comes to actually teaching children to read, you know, that might be something else. My husband apparently knew how to read when he started school because his parents had done just that. They had taught him how to read. My mother didn't. You know, I'm nothing more than the most basics of reading. And so I was quite late to reading, and I was later still when I came to enjoy reading. So I'm really, you know, passionate about getting kids reading from a young age and helping them to develop that.
I was really lucky because I came from a family of seven children and obviously mum and dad. So nine living in a house, and the older brothers and sisters did read a lot. And I think I picked up from that, you know, because of that.
Mm-hmm. And I was an only child. So, although, you know, my mother was always a great reader and she, you know, she was always reading. And, you know, so she did provide that good example. I just didn't necessarily pick up on it, you know, as early as I might have done.
Okay, Laurie, what else do you think is good advice for parenting in terms of encouraging their kids to read?
Well, I think reading to children, you know, so we all like a bedtime story. So, you know, I think helping them to enjoy words and the pictures that they create in their heads. You know, and I think having that as a normal activity, that's really important.
Would you take kids to libraries at a very young age?
Yeah, absolutely. I think libraries are a really good resource for parents when it comes to introducing kids to books. They've very often during the school holidays, they will have special events and people who are reading to children, helping children to write stories at the libraries, but, you know, kind of getting them engaged with books and the idea of, you know, opening a book rather than turning to their iPad.
I think it would be a really good advice to encourage your children to read out loud as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good practice. I know that, you know, when I was a child and I can remember having to read out loud in front of the class, and I found that terrifying. And yep. And I wasn't a fluent reader. I still, if I'm reading at an event now, I will still stutter and stumble on occasion. But as a child, I just found it mortifying. And so, yeah, I think if you can encourage your child to read to you, to read out loud, for them to practice reading in that safe environment, I think that's really important.
Yeah, I brought that up because it played a big part in my childhood. I had a sister who read out loud all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was very shy of it. And then having to go to school and read out in front of a class, it was one of the hardest things to do. Yeah, I became an entertainer and can stand up with a microphone and do that type of thing. But, you know, it was very, very daunting. So I think, you know, encouraging your children to read out loud is an immense thing you can do for them.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And now I read my own stuff out loud all the time to myself, you know, when I'm editing. So, you know, and that's part of being able to hear the words, hear the rhythm that the words make when they are in a certain order. And, you know, so I think that is a very good, thing to do because again, it connects the kids with the words and hopefully helps them to enjoy reading.
Absolutely. And builds confidence, which is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laurie, thanks for coming in as always, and we'll be looking forward to next week.
Fabulous.
And do we know who the author is next week?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to let us know?
I can. She's a familiar voice around here. It's Christine Lawrence, yeah,
brilliant.
Because she's written quite a few books, and she's been in to talk about her most recent book, but she hasn't talked about any of her earlier books. So I think that will be good to find out a little bit more about what she's done previously, and maybe hear something about the book she's working on now.
Brilliant. I look forward to that. And again, as I say, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you next week.
Fabulous. See you then, Bob.
Take care.